The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Signature Homes, an award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom design homes. $400,000 to $1 million. Gary and Gilda Watson, the teams down at, of course, Fine Street South Geelong. And you can find them online, signaturehomes.net.au. Let's check some stats, Benny, very quickly. Give us some key numbers out of the evening that might have influenced the contest.
Yeah, well, look, yeah, the inside 50 count, GWS ended up with eight more, particularly in that final term. It was just the game was played entirely in their half. It was 15 inside 50s to six in that last quarter. They kicked four goals, four. So they kicked half their score in the final term, the GWS Giants. The possessions, not much in that. They were split 307, 306. The clearances went, they were 36 apiece as well. Contested possession, Essendon were plus six. They had 14 more marks, the Bombers, and the time in possession was split down the middle at 40%. Tackle count, 44 Essendon, 55 GWS individually. Taranto had 32, only 16 effective. Whitfield, 26, had 21 effective. I thought he was pretty good, Whitfield. Cornelio, I mentioned him, 26, 15 effective. Hopper, 23, 14 effective. Kelly, 22 and 13 effective. And Haynes was good again, 18 touches. He took nine marks, including a ripper late in the game when everyone else was fumbling. He'd had some clean hands, took a nice mark. Perryman's developing into a nice little player for GWS, 15 possessions, and Ward got better after half-time. He had 14 touches, most of those after the break, and he kicked that clutch goal after a lucky free kick. Jeremy Cameron kicked 2-2 from 5 marks and 13 touches, and Heath Shaw, unbelievably, 9 possessions. He had a huge battle with McKenna all night. McKenna, I can tell you, I don't think, and just looking at these stats, he did not touch the ball after halftime.
Wow.
So he had no possessions after halftime. He only had four in the first half, but he did have an influence on the game, picked a goal and set up a couple other ones. But, yeah, didn't get near it in the second half. And Hall Shaw has ended up with two goals from halfback, so that's quite extraordinary. Yeah, but in the end, it was probably, well, I won't say a thoroughly deserved win. Certainly wasn't that, but it was a grinding win by GWS, and they just weighed of numbers, particularly in the last quarter. They just had too many numbers around the ball. The game was played entirely in their half. So at some point, the Essendon dam wall was going to break, and it did. And in the end, the four-point margin, albeit that final goal from Saab was right on the siren. So technically, it was a 10-point ball game. But yeah, so they did the business.
Technically, it was a 4-point
ball game. No, it was a 4-point. You know what I mean. Even though the margin says four, there was actually no time left on the clock after he'd kicked that goal. So the game was effectively over with that final kick from Saab.
I'm sure the betting agencies will take the four rather than the 10, Benny.
It's absolutely horrific.
The Giants, with that win, have gone into the... Oh, actually, they already were in the top eight.
Have you ever eaten wool?
They've gone up to seventh. And what? You're an idiot. They're seventh. The Dons, they're half a game out, but with a game in hand on some teams. So that is the ladder at this stage. So 10 rounds down, Port Adelaide on top, 32 points. Tell me out of these eight teams, or tell me out of these teams, who's playing finest, Doms? Port Adelaide?
Yes.
St Kilda?
Yes.
Brisbane?
Yes.
Richmond?
Yes.
Geelong?
Yes.
West Coast?
Yes.
Giants?
50-50 at the moment, I think.
Collingwood?
Them too.
Bulldogs?
I think Collingwood are in. I'm going to say Collingwood are in.
Bulldogs?
50-50 with GWS. They're the last.
Essendon?
No.
So right now you think only nine teams can play finals after that: Gold Coast, Melbourne, Carlton, Hawthorn, North Melbourne, Fremantle, Adelaide, Sydney.
Yeah, I do. I think Hawthorn and Melbourne can both get on a run, but I think
so. Melbourne have the game in hand.
Yeah, they do.
And that Melbourne Essendon game actually might become a mini elimination final somewhere.
Yep. I think Carlton, Hawthorn. Sorry, Hawthorn, Melbourne, and Western Bulldogs are all capable, but I think it's
percentage is going to be a key.
Percentage is going to be important.
Melbourne's is 100, whereas Hawthorn 86.6, the Bulldogs 92.2. Fifth quarter continues for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar as we move to our Steamatic standout, your disaster restoration experts. They've been delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Domsey, who is your Steamatic standout?
Yeah, look, I've gone for a player I really enjoyed all night. I'll just go through the top possession counts, which Benny has already done. But Merritt, yeah, got plenty of the ball. Taranto and Keneally all got plenty of the ball. So did Whitfield. But I think a player down in Essendon's back half, a guy by the name of Adam Saar, 20 disposals, 75% efficiency. And he had how many? He had 6 intercept possessions and 7 score involvements and 6 inside 50s. He is exactly the modern-day halfbacker. The way he uses the ball, changes the angles in his delivery and kicks a goal himself, but also sets up a lot of score involvement. So he was my Steamatic player of the night.
Thank you for that, Tom Lonigan, the Steamatic standout.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar 5th quarter.